Hello.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
Oh, good, Steve. Good. Awesome. Good, thank you. I'm picking up my children from school, but I got 20 minutes before they're out. Thank you for calling back. Yes, got a couple of things. Before I forget them, may I say them? I'm driving right now. So one, I sent the logo, and it's just a plain picture, and it's a picture that if you want to frame it, if it wants to be framed, show me a couple of options. Otherwise, if it wants to be placed where the logo goes, just place it. Show me whatever you want to do with it. The picture I sent, I don't know.
A frame with the typewriter?
It's just a plain picture of the logo of a typewriter and a painting of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And that's the logo we would like. It's very meaningful. It has different meanings to us, both things. So that's one thing. So
you want to create a logo with this picture, right?
Well, it's not to create a logo. It's just that's the picture that we identify with because it has the paper in the typewriter has the name of our company, I guess.
But
it says
Hummingbird.
But it's not visible. Exactly, that's a problem. So if there's something that can be done there, if it's possible to do something, that would be great.
All right. So just the name of the company, Hummingbird Writers, on that paper.
Yes, that's what it says there. Hummingbird Writers, and it has my name, Livier Guadalupe and Daniel Thompson. If that doesn't show up, that's okay, but Hummingbird Writers is what it says there.
All right, and the rest is going to be the same.
Yep. And, well, that was one thing. The next question I have, or we have, the professor has too. I keep telling him that you guys know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, here's the thing. We checked the last two chapters, right? So I see, I was checking it and I began accepting and stuff like that. I began accepting the corrections.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, and everything is good in general. I was accepting and a couple of things I was accepting and stuff and correcting. And but then the question is, when I accept and I decline and all that, and I send it back to you, each time I accept and I decline, when you get back to us and you send us back to the next chapters, what we had accepted and corrected is never shown anymore.
Because the previous revisions have been catered, so it doesn't show up.
You see what I'm saying? So all that we accept and decline and all that is not shown on the next time that you send us things. Is that normal? Is that how it has to be?
You're not getting the option of accepting and declining the previous revisions, or there is no changes in the draft?
And we are not seeing all the changes that we have done from the first chapter to the 10th. We are not seeing all the changes that we did before. All that we already worked on is not, I don't see it.
Like you're not seeing the previous revisions?
Yes, all the previous revisions that we already made, nothing is done. Nothing is, it's like if we hadn't done it.
All right. All right, so regarding this, I will have a word with the team. And just give me a minute.
So when you send us things to check, okay, now check chapter 12 and 13. Sure, we check it and we send it to you. But on the thing that you send us to check, we were expecting that the past ones would be already corrected with all the corrections that were suggested back and forth. And we don't see that.
Just give me 1 minute here. All right, Liver, I will look into this. And can you please send me the last draft with your changes?
Yes, but if I do them and we send them to you, is it useful? Because each time we do those changes, we don't see them each time you send them back. You see what I mean?
After doing the changes, are you saving the file?
Because I save them and we send them to you. Saved.
All right. All right, let's do it with the last draft that I sent you of chapter 11, chapter 12 and 13. Share the draft.
I haven't sent you that.
Yeah, we haven't received
okay.
it. Please share that with me.
No.
Then I will have a word with the team and we'll look into this and we'll resolve the issue.
Okay. Now, the question, another question was, it was the logo that, and no, one last thing is I want to add one person at the acknowledgments at the very beginning. So if who can I ask to add one person in the acknowledgments?
You can just write it down and share it with the revision in the email.
Okay.
So I will get it done.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, but that is a very big frustration that all the chapters, if you right now open what you sent me, that's why we haven't even touched what you sent us, the last thing. We haven't even touched it because what you sent us, if you check it from 1 to 10 or 1 to 12, all the things that we had already checked are not changed.
So, yes, Olivia, that's what I'm saying. Kindly share the last draft with the revisions with me over the email along with the acknowledgement part that you're saying. Then I will have a word with the team. Then we're going to look into this and we'll resolve this issue. Don't worry about that.
But I don't have to send changes again from 1 to 10 because I did that a long time ago.
I will have a word with the team and then I'll let you know what's the problem. So right now, I'm sorry, you cannot say anything. Like, is it a mistake from our side or from yours?
Okay. Okay,
right?
Thank you. Okay.
No worries.
Perfect, thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lavir.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, so the mail that you sent me with the images.
Yeah.
So it has the manuscript that you have shared at the start. Along with 4 images, right?
Yeah, that was the very, very first that I sent a few months ago, yes.
That you have shared with Haley?
Yeah.
So you want to add these 4 pictures at the end of the book?
No, not at the end, in the middle somewhere, wherever you think it's good. Yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. I will share it with the team and they're going to add it. Where it's required. So first, I want you to send me the revised the feedback on chapter 11 and 12 and 13. And we're going to put these pictures on the file that we got from you. Okay?
Yes. And there were more pictures that I wanted. And just tell me, can I still put 3 or 4 more pictures?
Sure, you can add more pictures. So simply just share all the pictures with me in the file that you're going to send me.
Okay.
All right. And one last thing that you have also shared a questionnaire, which has 12 steps, I believe, right?
Yes, that was also since the very beginning. But I added that because that's what we call the addendix. The addendum. And that was since the very beginning that I told you we're still missing a last part. And you said, no, I don't have it. Yes, at the end of the book it says addendum. And that's what we had.
So after it says the end of chapter 13, you want to add this file, the addendum, right?
Addendum. And there where it says addendum, at the end of the addendum, it also has another part that has information for help.
Yep. I can see it here.
See? Yes, and that help is in case the people who are reading the book feel that they have been harassed or they're in danger or any type of abuse or anything, because that's what the book is about.
I got it. It says community resources, then there's a paragraph along with the helplines.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so it's going to be the same document that will be just copy and pasted at the end of the book after chapter 13, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, perfect. I got it. So, Livia, what you have to do now, you have to share with me the final file from your side with the feedback, along with the acknowledgement part, and with the remaining images that you want to add in the book.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Once I got the document from your side, then we're going to move forward.
Yes, I'll keep working on that today until your 5 o'clock, okay? Your 5 o'clock, because now I'm picking up the kids, and then I'll work on that.
No worries. I will be waiting for your email. Till then, take care of yourself.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.